Episode 433, How to Live Your Life Fearlessly.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? And for those gents who are joining us, welcome to Create Your Now. I am so delighted that you're here. I pray that your mind, body, and spirit is ready just to kind of rejuvenate and rejoice where you are. Maybe you're kind of struggling a little bit, but hey, that's all right. Life throws us curveballs, but you can manage to catch it and take it to a different direction. Yeah, you can make it work for you. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome. Welcome to this family. We are a family. We're doing life together. We're taking tools and strategies that will really amplify your life, allowing yourself to lead it in an amazing direction, allowing you to be iconic, world-class, and a game changer in what you're doing. You have a world around you that you influence, those people that you touch, the people that you see every day. That may be tens of hundreds. It could be tens of thousands. Regardless of the size of the world, you are valuable. You are incredible. And today, you matter to me. And we're going to chat a little bit today about how to live your life fearlessly. Because I personally believe that a lot of us are living our lives in fear. And that's trapping you. And I don't want you to feel trapped at all. There's no reason for you to be jailed today. We're going to release the bars today. And we're going to have a blast doing it. If you are brand new and you're like, I want to know more about what's going on here, head on over to createyournow.com. Check out our website. Also, if you've been around with me for a really long time, as we launched this originally in January of 2015, can you believe it? We are over a year old. Yes, we are embarking on finishing up on 15 months here on Daily Podcast, if I could just speak. And what's awesome about that is that there's also an archive. So if you're like, oh, but I want to go back and listen to, you can also go and create your Now Archive 1. It's out there. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. You can have it all there. Of course, createyournow.com has everything. And you know what? I would really love to hear from you. I'm here to serve you. What do you need? Really here, we're talking about a functional lifestyle. We're talking about how to do life as easy as we can. We have the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, because life is already too complicated. So let's talk about fear. What scares you out of your mind? Have you ever stopped long enough to think about it? What stops you from dreaming big? Or have you even dreamt anything recently? And I'm not talking about when you're sleeping, because you're probably not getting enough sleep. We are so hurried and scurried every single day. And I know with my life, it's like, can I just slow down for a moment? We are in the middle of spring break right now, and the kids are coming and going, and we've got friends coming over of the kids, you know, and it just is nonstop. And my husband took some time off, which he very rarely does. And we've just used it for family time, just to kind of bond and have that relationship time. But sometimes I think we're afraid of taking time off. Why? Oh, somebody might replace me at work. Or, oh, wait, I won't be missed enough and oh, they won't need me anymore. And so I won't get the bonuses or I won't get that next job promotion. Or, oh, my goodness, if I'm away 2 days off of social media, my friends will think I've disappeared off the face of the earth because, oh, my goodness, and I'll probably go into withdrawal. What scares you the most? What fear do you live under? You're right. I asked you that. Because I believe that we are living and we are housed in fears. And that's not a place that you really want to be. You jail yourself up. You become a jailbird of fears. How yuck. It just is, I mean, that just gives me like the eebie-jeebies and the creepy crawlies yuck. Because you are selling yourself short. You were created on purpose for a purpose. And living in fear allows you not to be iconic. It allows you not to be a game changer. It holds you back from the dream that God has for you, the plan that He so desires for you. Beneath every excuse lives a fear. Are you living in excuses? You see, it was very interesting as I was thinking about living fearlessly. I thought about my daughter. Of course, I always have stories to tell you, right? Well, so she is a dancer and a gymnast, or was when she was really younger. I mean, she dances more now, but she's no longer doing gymnastics. And when she was younger, she with the females, they have four areas: the bar, the beam, the vault, and the floor. During one of her first competition, she was pretty young. Oh my goodness, how young was she? Maybe barely elementary school, maybe first grade. She went on the beam and she fell. And she bruised her leg. It was from that point on, she had a fear of the beam. There was always a hesitation when she would do this one particular move. And she would tell me, "Mom, I can't do it. Mom, I can't do it." That rock of fear got bigger and bigger and bigger. She would do awesome on the other three apparatuses, but the beam, she just couldn't get past it. Well, she was so much more excited anyway. She was like, "Yes, I'll just focus on dance." And eventually gymnastics kind of faded into the sunset. She would have been awesome if she so chose. But she let this one little pebble, this fear, stop her. What scares you? What fear are you living? And what excuse are you giving to continue to feed that fear? Because ultimately, beneath every excuse lives a fear. And when that happens, that means your excuses, what you're saying, the words that come out of your mouth, are feeding your fears. When we're younger, we begin to adopt truths. And those truths that are said to us over and over again become our beliefs. They start out as a statement of fact. Or maybe it's just a truth at the time. As it's told to us or said or ingrained in us over and over and over again, it becomes a belief. When that belief comes, then what happens is, oh my gosh, if it goes against that belief, we begin to have what? A fear. And we're like, "Oh, I don't know about this." So instead of addressing where it's founded or where it's grounded, you're quick to accept and not push through something as a little mud fight. It's just easier to sit there and say, "Oh man, I know I can't do that. There's just no way," because the excuse. Beneath every excuse lives a fear. What rock are you hiding under right now in your journey today? You're ready to stop. You're ready to give up. Throw in the towel because it's not worth it. Beneath every excuse lives a fear. You see, we have had these beliefs instilled in us from when we were young, from our parents, our family, our friends, our teachers, our professors, worldly influencers, our pastor, our community, television, social media, government, music, movies. I could go on and on and on. And all of this, believe it or not, begins to what? It begins to regulate what you see, hear, smell, touch, and taste, and it becomes a fact, a truth. And when you take that fact or truth and you hear it, feel it, see it, touch it, smell it, taste it, did I forget one? The five senses, then what you're doing is you are establishing a belief, and it becomes like, this is it. This is what follows. And everything that you do in your life thereafter, you begin to formulate your dreams, what you can and cannot do based on what you've been told. Oh, you are not a good writer. You are a much better runner. So you would never think about being an author. But instead, you run track and you think of yourself as an athlete. We don't think about how this affects us overall, but then your dreams of what you want to be, who you want to become, you make then decisions upon that. Once when you make decisions, it goes to what your ability can or can I not do that. If I do this, Will I be successful? Well, maybe not. But if I did this, I wouldn't fall so much. And so maybe, yeah, I could take this risk. So maybe I could do this. If you can't do it, then usually what? We have an excuse. I can't do it because, well, I'm just not good at reading. Really? And then you begin to have that fear instilled in you. Well, you just were never a good reader. You were never fast enough. So there's no way that you could write at all. Why would you even consider yourself to be an author? Wow. That all stemmed from where? The very beginning. The beginning of where it was a statement of fact, a truth at the time that maybe served you, maybe kind of protected you a little bit. Parents and teachers and family and friends, they don't want to see you get hurt. So some things they tell you because it's a protection measure. But now you are older and you are wiser. When you're older and wiser, do you really need the protection? Because a lot of greatness happens with what? Risk. You got to be willing to take some risks. But if you're hiding under the rock of fear, there's no way you're going to make it there. So how to live your life fearlessly? How do you do that? I'm so glad you asked. The KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Extinguish the excuse to eliminate the fear. You have to extinguish the excuse to eliminate the fear. We just went through it. The truth, the fact that leads to the belief that then also leads to what? Your dreams and your decisions, which leads to the ability, the excuses, which ultimately you find fear. We don't usually have excuses, do we, for the good stuff, what we're excellent at. Maybe you're an awesome organizer. And so you have the opportunity to serve in your child's classroom. And she says, you know what? I just have so much stuff. I don't know what to do. And you hear that and you're like, I can serve her. I'm very good at organizing. I've always been told that. My house is organized. I'm a good organizer. And so you offer your services. Why? You have no fear because you know you can do it. But when you question your excellence, when you question whether or not you can achieve, when you question your success possibility, you have what? A pebble that turns to a rock, that turns to this huge stone foundation that you can't crack any longer. It becomes so large that you begin literally hiding under a rock. But you don't want to live there anymore, do you? You want to live a life fearlessly. You are ready to say, I want to blast this rock of fear and be done with it. I want to live my life fearlessly. So you do that by extinguishing the excuse to eliminate the fear. Number one, stop making excuses. You got to stop making excuses for yourself. Words have power. What you say to yourself has power. So you have to stop making excuses and start making statements. For example, let's use weight loss. I cannot lose this weight. There's no way. I have been unsuccessful at it because I failed at 10 diets so far. There's no way. What you want to give me and what you have, nope, it's just, I know it's not going to work, so why even try? Okay, that's an excuse. Here's a statement. I don't want to try what you have to offer. It's okay if you don't want to try. But why sit here and make up an excuse of saying, oh, I can't succeed because this has been my, you know, my record in the past. You don't know that. What you might be looking at now might be the golden ticket. So stop making excuses. Start making statements. Number three, that will create your truths. Which number four, to rewrite your beliefs. You need to sometimes take the beliefs that you have, that you think are really serving you. They probably aren't anymore. You're older. You're wiser. Think of yourself as a mom wizard or a dad wizard. You have lots of amazing potential wrapped up within you. And I got to tell you, I am so sorry if you were told otherwise in your life. But I believe that you were created on purpose for a purpose. And so if your beliefs are not serving you now, then it is time to rewrite them. So stop making excuses, start making statements, create your truths, and rewrite your beliefs. When you take that simple strategy to extinguish the excuse, to eliminate the fear, and use the tool called practice, practice deliberately, practice, 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 intentionally. You need to practice this. It's not going to come easy. It is very simple, but it's going to take practice. You are training for your life. This is a journey that you're on. So when you train for life, you're going to love your journey because this is your life. And you're sitting here listening, saying, I want to live my life fearlessly. I'm tired of having all these excuses and living in fear. So start by extinguishing the excuse. Stop making those excuses. Start making the statements. Create your truths, your now truths, to rewrite your fears. Those truths are so important. Those facts and those statements that you make. And when you hear it over and over and over again, some people believe in affirmations. Whether they work for you or not, words have power. You need to begin to believe who you are. You were already given your amazing, authentic self. You may just be hidden a little bit. But right now, how to live your life fearlessly? It's time to extinguish the excuse, to eliminate the fear. It's time to take all of this stuff that has been holding you back and saying, boom, it's gone. I am ready now to start new, creating my truth, to rewrite my beliefs. Take them today. You have amazing potential. Don't sell yourself short. You have so much to offer the world. Go out and live your life fearlessly. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.